Complete freedom. Isn't that every teenager's dream? Well, for the person you're about to meet, rules helped her to be successful. Radioactive's Livy Thrift has more.
Growing up, Dylan Ray Metcalf had the freedom to do whatever she wanted.
My mom, you know, let me do all kinds of sideways shit. If I wanted to smoke pot or drink or smoke cigarettes or have sex or do whatever I wanted, my mom allowed it. As long as it's happening in the house, that was awesome to me.
But looking back, she sees this wasn't a productive lifestyle for a teenager.
My thing was neglect, mostly.
She had Child Protective Services, CPS, involvement in her life since she was 2. Living with various relatives, her mom suffers from schizophrenia and depression, which directly related to the way she raised Dylan. Dylan was first placed into a group home in 7th grade, around age 12.
It was very much group home, in the sense that you have to check in, you have to check out, you have to... The cabinets are locked. Every time you come in, you have to be searched. All the things you imagine of a group home, that's what it was.
She wasn't a fan of the group home structure because the rules felt very restricting compared to her childhood.
My caseworker, after like I think my second or third caseworker, finally was just like, all right, so what do I need to give you to make sure you stay? Basically, like, let me do your bidding, and so you stick around. And I told her that I wanted a home.
Eventually, she did find a family, 2 foster moms and a few other foster kids. But this meant following rules she never did back before with her biological mom. Going to school, doing homework, and not drinking or smoking. She was still fighting the home, fighting authority, everything. And her foster moms were fed up.
They were like, this is crap, and we want to love you and support you and be here for you. But if you're not trying to be part of that, then... we're not trying to be part of you.
Dylan wanted to prove to her foster moms that she could care, so she tried this new life with more structure. The statistics for foster kids are grim. Only 30% graduate from high school and less than 3% go on to get a college degree. But Dylan was motivated towards a successful future. She made the decision to trust herself in order to trust her foster moms, because the alternative was going back to group homes. By trying to prove she could care about school, she ended up actually caring. In order to graduate on time, she finished 4 years of high school in 2 years. She went to Western Washington University for a few years. She's now 26 and works in construction.
I'm working the SR-99 viaduct tunnel replacement. It's pretty awesome. Basically, I'm a laborer.
Dylan is still in contact with her biological mom and understands that the reason behind her neglect was mental illness. She knows that foster kids struggling through similar situations probably won't listen to her, because why trust a stranger when no one else in your life has proven to be trustworthy? Even though it's scary, turns out trust just might be the key to success. This is her advice to other foster kids.
Look at those people who are trying to help, or seem to be wanting to help, and try and trust them. I 100% believe that trust is the cornerstone of a successful foster person. I wouldn't have gone into graduating high school or even stopped smoking and drinking and doing all the shit that I was doing if I didn't trust my foster mom.
These days, Dylan doesn't smoke or drink except for special occasions. She has learned how to live by her own rules. For Radioactive, I'm Libby Thrift.